New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's longtime press secretary, Michael Druniak, was questioned today by state legislative committee members investigating Bridgegate. Druniak's opening statement this morning seemed to leave little ambiguity about his role in September's George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal.
I had no knowledge or involvement in the planning or execution of this strange, unnecessary, and idiotic episode that brings us here today. Nor did I play any role, knowing role, in any actual or perceived cover-up.
Committee members nonetheless had plenty of follow-up questions. On hand at today's drawn-out proceedings, and joining me live is WNYC reporter Matt Katz. Matt, thanks for being here once again.
Oh, sure thing, Dave.
Did you anticipate this morning that these hearings would take some 7 hours today?
I did not. Last week, we had a 3:30 limit on the first Bridgegate hearing, and this one went to 5:30. But the legislators had a lot of questions. What they were really focusing in on was the cover-up. In fact, one Democrat told Druniak, Christie's spokesman, that he didn't think Druniak had anything to do with devising the scheme to close lanes to the busiest bridge in the world. But the questions were really about whether they were covering things up after it started to get out there, and whether the governor knew that his senior staff were involved and decided to try to sweep things under the rug instead of handling things and firing those who were responsible when he found out they were responsible.
So tell us about Michael Druniak and his 14-year-long relationship with Governor Christie, who was then New Jersey's top federal prosecutor.
He's a former reporter who's been a spokesman for the governor since Christie was U.S. attorney, and he's known for his very colorful language, particularly with reporters, screaming email messages, fights in the hallway of the State House, verbal fights. But he also can have a charming affect and become across as pretty straightforward. And that was the Druniak you saw today. Democrats seemed to be trying to see if they could get him to say anything untoward, but he didn't. He was calm. He addressed everybody as sir and ma'am. And his most colorful language he actually reserved for his former friend, David Wildstein, the guy who ordered the lanes closed at the Port Authority. And he said when he found out what Wildstein did, he thought it was reckless and perplexing, strange, idiotic, shocking, and disorienting.
Well, as if that's not enough descriptives, let's listen to Druniak in his own words describe this interaction with Wildstein.
He said, "I created this whole idea for a traffic study. It's mine, but I let them know. I let others know about it." He seemed bitter about that. I've told people.
Who are those others that he told about it?
Bill Stepien, Christie's campaign manager, and Bridget Kelly, Christie's former deputy chief of staff. Now, Wildstein told Druniak this at a steak dinner in December, a couple of days before he was fired from his position or forced to resign. And then the following day after this dinner, Druniak went to the governor and he said, "Listen, Wildstein says that two of your top staffers knew about this lane situation." And these staffers, for whatever reason, though, ended up still staying on the governor's and the political payroll for another 5 weeks. So even though Druniak says he sounded the alarm to the governor didn't react. I don't know if they didn't take Wildstein seriously or that they were hoping that, they were aware of what their people were doing and hoping nobody would get in trouble.
Matt Kelly is, of course, now famous for the short phrase, "time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." Is either she or Stepien likely to appear before this committee?
No, they refused to appear before this committee. They've taken it to court and they've won. And this is part of the issue. In fact, the five biggest players in the Bridgegate scandal haven't spoken to Democratic investigators in the legislature or to Christie's lawyers who prepared an internal review. So, we're really kind of grasping at secondary people here, people who were talking to those who were involved to try to understand what happened. And that's part of the challenge. And that's why this testimony today took 7.5 hours and we don't necessarily have more answers. In fact, we have some more questions more than anything else.
And those questions will also be answered in part by other investigations ongoing, including a federal criminal investigation. Matt, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks.
WNYC reporter Matt Katz.